Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here we are. You can call me for the sign one.
I'm Novia Delgado. I am the Executive Director of the Capital Educational Foundation, and I am a proud graduate of BMC. They do such a great job at reaching students where they're at. For me, I wasn't active on campus, and they still saw me and found a way to expose me to all these different opportunities and essentially transformed my life. SUNY was there, BMCC was there for me.
You're going to have to get used to asking questions that might make you a little bit uncomfortable. Philosophy is predicated on the idea that truth is a good that we desire. Every particular question you have about justice or happiness or the good has behind it a whole series of assumptions you're making about the nature of reality. Many people think about philosophy as a process of destroying all of your basic beliefs about reality. But in truth, philosophy is about bringing us more deeply into the truth about reality. What is the good? What is the will? What is the unifying cause? What's at the beginning of everything? The first line in Aristotle's Metaphysics is, human beings are made to know. Desires to know. It's hard to know. But we love to know. And these courses are about things that let us understand eternal things and judge temporal things in light.
What we will see is that philosophy is a human journey. Something in us wants to know the truth about reality. It is the human condition to live by ideas and not just by instincts or inclinations or passions. Our ideas about human nature, about God, about economics, and about politics, all have consequences. And so the question is not, why do we study philosophy? We must philosophize. The only question is, will we philosophize well or poorly? Let's begin.
I'm
I got something to Thank you. You're fucking bees. Oh, come on, bees.
before switching to Spectrum Internet. Let's see why.
We count on Spectrum Internet and the advanced Wi-Fi to always keep us connected and protected.
It's so reliable and fast.
Get Spectrum Internet for $39.99 and ask about the 2-year price guarantee.
You don't know what you're supposed to do, and somehow it all just comes together. And then you don't know why you wouldn't have known it in the first place. By studying geometry, we can think about our first principles, think about our underlying assumptions, and think about how we use reasoning skills and logic skills to put those arguments together. Geometry itself is a way to think about those underlying assumptions and from those assumptions, just build up this huge body of knowledge. And I don't think people understand that big picture of how all of this fits together and how it has to be the way that it is.
We do a disservice to young people by not teaching them all the steps of mathematics, because it's liberating to them. And by discarding Euclid, you have cut them off from a way to understand logic from which all accurate reasoning, and you've cut them off from also understanding the beauty of the relationships in nature.
Most of you might experience your geometry and other math classes about calculation and formulas and memorization. But in our study of geometry, in particular the study of Euclidean geometry, the core question and concern is not so much how and how we calculate, but rather why.
We will be looking at logic. We'll be looking at reasoning skills. We'll be getting into the mind of Euclid and trying to understand how he put these pieces together, how he organized it. So I hope as we go forward in this course that you'll have that eureka moment where you can understand how it all fits together. I'm Thomas Kalor.
And I am David Murphy. This is our course in mathematics and logic. Let's begin.
And here's the show pronoun.
I'm Novia Delgado. I am the executive director of the Capital Educational Foundation, and I am a proud graduate of PMPC. They do such a great job at reaching students where they're at. For me, I wasn't active on campus, and they still saw me and found a way they exposed me to all these different opportunities and essentially transformed my life. CUNY was there. BMCC was there for me.
All that I have. No.
Send me some. I don't think it's gone. Or I did have to do better. It's just that he's really nice. I didn't do anything.
I'm Go! I lost you once. I think I could do it again. Thought it's what you really wanted. But don't you take the easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
You stop thinking about what everyone wants. Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what his parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Thank you. than an easy chair. Love, fresh as the morning air. Oh, love that is shared by two. With you, like a rose under the April sun. I was certain that our love would grow. You and I will make each night of earth. Every day a beginning. There is light, and the dance is a river. They won't understand us, 'cause we have the brightest to light the sun. Morning glory and midnight sun.
Oh, A little can go a long way. Your donation, no matter how big or small, goes far and wide to help animals in need. At the ASPCA, we're giving so many helpless animals the chance to thrive by providing necessities like medical care, rehabilitation, meals, shelter, and love. And it all starts with your support today. A small donation can feed a cat for an entire month, helping them get a better night's sleep without the pain of hunger. It can also give rescued dogs microchips, collars, and ID tags, and get them ready to be part of a family. Your donation can provide toys, treats, and supplies for a rescued animal. But it also provides joy, connection, and tons of tail wags. Giving to the ASPCA helps animals build trust and eases their fear, anxiety, and loneliness. Your support also goes a long distance, helping to transport animals across the country to areas where they have a better chance of adoption. Every year, thousands of animals are given second chances through our relocation program, and their journeys begin with you. Today, you can help so many animals.
Thank you. when I got the neighbor. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, you didn't. Thank you. I gave my heart for the people that have been I'm Thank you. I don't think the facts are being discussed properly. Let me give you one to get better, Fred. Yes, food prices are up, but the price of medicine is way down. My late wife struggled with diabetes for 30 years. I suffer an insulin bill, $800 a month sometimes. Now, with everybody on Medicare, and she was on Medicare, that's going to be capped at $35 a month. So, if you look at the total picture, then you got to look and get a job you never had before. Black unemployment is at the lowest it's been in over 40 years. That's the fact. And you look at the cost of medicine. Now, you can negotiate Medicare, you can now negotiate for the price of medicine. So food prices may be up on one hand, the price of medicine way down on the other. Child to be treated. Mm-hmm. We are seeing chips under the Chips and Science Act. Everywhere you go in South Carolina today, and Joe Biden didn't care about South Carolina, but right. South Carolina benefited big time from Joe Biden's politics, mm-hmm. and they know it. Every highway that cross being done, got work being done. The bridges are being repaired. And we are seeing jobs being created. So I think that when this primary is over, because we have a lot of side shows, we got a lot of things going on that will not be around from November. And I think people will be focusing on the race.
Well,
and Joe Biden will be in good shape.
Understood. One more thing. While I have you, thank you for taking the opportunity. You know you always have an open invitation to come and make the case for your side. Tonight, there is what some might consider a size show, but I think internationally, I think it may be the largest, which is the position in the Middle East. You have a part of your party that is aggressively, I would suggest, anti-Zionist, but certainly anti the amount of support that the United States is giving to Israel in the current Middle East conflict, so much so that they're organizing this vote uncommitted thing in Michigan. How concerned are you that that position could cost you a very important swing state?
That's right.